Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Tina Turner wasn't too keen on them. But our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Mara Deepers, what is your professional opinion on the way we put people up on pedestals in our society?
I think it's almost impossible, I would say to Tina, in today's modern society, that we are a society that idolises and puts people on pedestals. We have heroes everywhere. They grace the cover of our newspapers. They're on all of our television shows that we watch. And in some way, society is kind of driven to put people on pedestals. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think that we can actually learn a lot from people, and we can actually make some really great changes in our lives by having a look at who our heroes are, and then having to think about why these people are our heroes and what makes them so good in our eyes. So we can learn a little bit about ourselves, but we can also learn a little bit about who we want to be and the things that we value and the things that we see as strengths. And these are strengths and values, and getting in touch with those are really, really important in terms of, we've talked about strengths in terms of if I'm in touch with my strengths, I'm much more likely to experience happiness. And if I know what my values are, then I have a little bit of surety in the world. And this sort of stuff came up when I got the chance to see one of my heroes recently, and it got me thinking about why this person was my hero and what attributes he had and why did I connect with him in such a way and what made me respect him, and it got me thinking that this might be a game that we can actually use in our week, in our lives, to have a think about who our heroes are currently. What makes them our heroes? What attributes do they have? How do they be in the world? How do they relate to people? How do they solve problems? It's also good, I thought, to have a think about who my heroes in the past might have been. Sometimes it's really, really interesting when you look back to who your childhood heroes were and then see how you've actually incorporated some of their attributes and their strengths into your current life. And sometimes it's really nice to go back and see how we've grown and changed and evolved. Sometimes it's really important to get back in touch with some of that stuff if we've walked away from some of it, which can cause us to feel a little bit uneasy. Who are our heroes in our family, in our friendships? They're really, really important things as well. Who in my family have I looked up to, and do I put on a pedestal, and why? And the beauty of this sort of thing as well in the present is that if I recognize that I've got a hero in my life, and they're sharing this life with me, I can tell them and then actually get the benefit of sharing that and showing my gratitude. And another one that a lot of people might think is a little bit silly, but it's really, really common to have fictional heroes too. And a lot of people would laugh and think that that's in some way inappropriate, but even fictional heroes have real values and real strengths and real attributes, and sometimes they can be really, really highly commendable attributes. So if we can have a think about what these things are, then we can start to work towards integrating some of these strengths and values and attributes into our own lives, and then start to be our own heroes for ourselves.